First off, I want to thank all of you for your encouragement and your support as we've got now a one-month-old at our home.
我要先来向你们致谢，在过去这一个月里头，我们生了老二，那么谢谢弟兄姐妹们给我们的鼓励和帮助。
We very much appreciate your prayers for Sarah and Isabel, and thank you so much for just blessing us with so much food.
谢谢你们提供我们很多的饭食和其他的帮助，也为我们祷告，谢谢。
Sarah and Isabel are doing well, so I'm just really thankful.
我的太太 Sarah 和我的女儿 Isabel 他们现在都很好。 在家里头休养成长，谢谢你们。
And I expect that they should be back worshiping and fellowshipping with us real soon.
他们应该很快就会回到我们中间，和我们一起来敬拜神。
Well, this morning we're going to continue our worship in God's Word. We're going to be looking in out of a passage in 2 Chronicles 14.
今天早晨，我们要一起来看历代志下14章。
If you'd like to follow along in your Bibles, you can turn there with me.
如果你们带了圣经来的话，可以翻开《历代志下》第十四章。
You know, before we get into the message this morning, would you bow your heads in prayer with me?
在我们进入 经节之前，让我们一起再一次祷告。
Almighty God, it is true that you are the Most High.
全能的神，是啊，你是至高的神。
You are the Alpha and the Omega.
你是起初的，也是最后的。
The beginning and the end.
是起初，也是最后。
And you are our shelter and our rock.
你是我们的避难所，也是我们的磐石。
And yet, Lord, you invite us to come listen to you.
主，你邀请我们来听你说话。
You invite us to come near to you.
你邀请我们来到你的脚前，靠近你。
To hear your words.
来听你的话语。
Father, I pray that you would soften our hearts at this moment, that we could receive your word.
天父，求你柔软我们的心，让我们的心能够接受你的话语。
That we might be able to hear your voice.
我们能够听见你自己的声音。
Spirit, begin to work in our hearts now as we look at your word.
圣灵，求你在我们的心中工作。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen. What an amazing election process we have witnessed in these past, year, months, and weeks now?
过去这一年，这几个月和这几个礼拜, 我们亲自目睹了一个让人惊奇的一个选举的过程。
We had a unique mix of candidates and various directions in which they proposed to lead our country.
这次我们的候选人们，他们是一个非常特别的一个组成，他们有各自不同的方向政策。
And initial reports say that between 126 and 128 million people cast their votes a couple of weeks ago during this year's election.
根据初步的统计，有1亿2000万到2800万的人这次参与了投票。
It was an intriguing election.
这是一个让人非常惊讶的一个选举。And
it seemed that even young people were engaged in the election process this year.
甚至年轻的一代这一次也对选举发生了很大的兴趣。Last
Sunday, I asked one of the students why he hadn't completed the devotions that we were doing for our Sunday school.
上礼拜我问了我们主日学的一个学生说，为什么他没有完成主日学应该做的功课呢？
He said, Brady, I had to stay up and watch the election for school.
他告诉我说，因为我必须要晚上待得很晚来看选举的结果。
Well, we could all join together in praying for President-elect Obama.
我想现在我们可以一起来为下任的总统来祷告。
We can pray that God would protect him and his family.
我们来祷告，希望神来保守他的家和他自己。
As I read even online this past week, that there are more threats than ever against this upcoming president.
当然，最近有许多的威胁和恐吓，那么我们要为他的安全来祷告。
We can pray that God would surround him with godly counsel, wise counsel.
我们也求主给他智慧，给他智谋。
And we can pray that Obama would have a heart for the Lord.
我们更要祷告这位下任的总统能够对神有一颗敬畏柔软的心。
Because every president, every prime minister, and every king will be judged according to their hearts for the Lord.
因为每一位总统、每一位首相、每一位君王都要依照他们对神的心和他们是否遵行神的旨意来接受审判。
They will be judged according to their hearts for the Lord, and they will be judged according to how they followed the will of the Father.
他们怎么样来遵守神的心意，将来都要显露出来，都要被神来审判。
And so today in Scripture, we are going to look at the story of one king's life and his heart for the Lord.
在今天的经文里头，我们要来看一位君王，他是怎么样来对对神是一个什么样的心。
And specifically, we're going to look at his trust in the Lord during one chapter in his life.
我们特别要来看，在他生命的一章中，他是怎么样来信靠神。
Because today, perhaps you are finding yourself in a spot where you are in need to trust the Lord.
因为今天可能在你的生命中，你也正面临这样一个时刻。
Or maybe you are in a circumstance where you know that you ought to trust the Lord, but you are finding it difficult to do so.
或者你也在这样一个境况中，你知道你需要信靠神，但是你觉得这是很难做的。
King Asa did not have a very good model of what it looked like to trust the Lord.
亚撒王其实并没有一个很好的榜样，让他来学习怎么样信靠神。
The scripture says of his father, King Abijah, that his reign was characterized by sin and that his heart was not right with the Lord his God. He did not have a great father to look after.
经文告诉我们，他的父亲亚比央王在统治的期间罪恶满盈，他并没有一个很好的榜样能够来学习。
King Asa also had to remove his grandmother from the position of queen mother because she worshipped a Canaanite goddess.
他甚至需要贬了他祖母马加太后的位，因为他敬拜迦南地的女神。
In other words, his family background did not lend itself to being a committed worshipper of the Lord.
换句话说，他的家庭背景并不帮助他成为一个敬畏神、信靠神的人。
But contrary to his dad, Asa had a heart for the Lord.
但是不同于他的父亲的是亚撒王有一颗向神敬畏的心。
Why don't we take a look, beginning in 2 Chronicles 14:1, let's take a look at how his early reign was characterized.
让我们来看经文14章第1到第7节，看在他统治的初期，他是怎么样来面对神。
And Abijah rested with his father and was buried in the city of David.Asa, his son, succeeded him as king, and in his days, the country was at peace for 10 years. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. He removed the foreign altars and the high places, smashed the sacred stones, and cut down the Asherah poles. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord, the God of their fathers, and to obey his laws and commands.He removed the high places and the incense altars in every town in Judah, and the kingdom was at peace under him. He built up fortified cities in Judah, since the land was at peace. No one was at war with him during those years, for the Lord gave him rest. Let us build up these towns, he said to Judah, and put walls around them with towers, gates, and bars. This land is ours because we have sought the Lord our God. We sought him and he has given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered.
历代志下14章1到7节，亚比甲与他列祖同睡，葬在大卫城里，他儿子亚撒接续他作王。亚撒年间，国中太平十年。亚撒行耶和华他神眼中看为善为正的事，除掉外邦神的坛和丘坛，打碎柱像，砍下木偶，吩咐犹太人寻求耶和华他们列祖的神，遵行他的律法诫命，又在犹大各城邑除掉丘坛和日像。那时国享太平，又在犹大建造了几座坚固城，国中太平数年，没有战争，因为耶和华赐他平安。 他对犹大人说，我们要建造这些城邑，四围筑墙盖楼，安门坐栓，地还属我们，是因寻求耶和华我们的神，我们既寻求他，他就赐我们四境平安。于是建造城邑，诸事亨通。
You see, this king was tender-hearted towards the Lord.
我们看到亚撒王对神有一颗柔软的心。
The scripture says that he did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord.
他行神眼中看为善为正的事。
And not only was he tender-hearted, King Asa was a man of action.
不仅是他对神有一颗柔软的心，而且他是一个付诸行动的人。
It was not that he just commanded the people of Judah to seek after the Lord.
他吩咐犹大人要遵行神的旨意。
He took out any shrines and altars and any other gods in every town in Judah and destroyed them.
他除掉了城里头一切的丘坛和祭坛和一切的偶像。
You could say that this was a king who cleaned house.
他把整个城都清理干净了。
In our context, this might be equivalent to removing an altar used for ancestor veneration in a Chinese home after becoming a believer.
在我们今天的一个例子就是，当我们信了主之后，我们就把家里头中国传统所祭拜的祖先的牌位偶像除去。
This is what he did was a radical move, and this is like a radical move expressing changed priorities.